Hello, Bert and Joni Plaster here, and today we wanted to talk with you about that developing theme, growing in Christ-centered community. And we believe that God is doing that for us. He's growing us as Christ-centered community as we pray about that and as we seek Him for that. And recently, as we met with new ADs, two important aspects came up, and that was about task and community.
So Bert, tell them more about task.
About task, we have a task to do, and the Lord Jesus sent out his disciples on a couple of significant occasions with a specific task to do, and yet they were definitely a Christ-centered community, not a task-centered community. And the question came up, have you ever been part of a task-centered community? I think I have. But what does it mean to grow as a Christ-centered community instead of a task-centered community? The Lord knows the difference. He can tell where we're focused. And he said, by this, all people shall know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another, in John 13:35.
So, Bert, tell them a little bit more about community.
Well, on the aspect of community, we can have a caring community, one that's focused on others, and still not be a Christ-centered community. So our goal should be not to become a community-centered fellowship or a member-centered community, but to be a Christ-centered community. So have you ever been in a caring community that wasn't Christ-centered? I think I have. So we want to grow in being a Christ-centered community and not a community-centered fellowship. And again, the Lord knows all about this. He can tell the difference about where we're focused, and he can teach us about this. In John chapter 21, Jesus asks Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And then he goes on to say, feed my sheep. And so the focus in ministering to the community is out of love for the Lord Jesus and loyalty to him, not just the community. So let's be taking a look around and praying about what these two distinctions mean in your community.
And we'd like to ask you if you would talk together on your teams and discuss two aspects in your own particular situation. The first one being community, Christ-centered community versus task-centered community. And the second being Christ-centered community versus member-centered community. And we know the Lord will lead you on your next steps.
We'll continue to pray for you as well as for ourselves and the ILT. God bless you.
Bye. Bye.